Let us again start the ninth Perek. Ho'er v'haretev v'akipo v'olol v'atzomeis v'agidim v'akarnayim v'atlofayim v'tzdarfin letamei tumes oichlen avoloi tumas nevelu. Let us see Rashi. Zegt Rashi, ho'er v'haretev. Ho'er shel behime shchuto, we have a geshochtene behime, kigoin poches mikebeya boso, and you have less than a kebeya of boso, and let us assume that Shitas Rashi is that one needs a kebeya of oichel to be mekabel tume. There are different shittas, what shittas Rashi is, there are stiras, but the pashtas advorma would seem that Rashi here holds that in order to be mekabel tumas oichlam, one needs a kebeya of oichl. So now Rashi says as follows: Ho'er shel behema shchuto. You have the skin of a geshochten behema. Kigoin poches mikebeya boso. You have the boso of the behime, but it's less than a kebeya. Va'oira oduk bo. And the oil is oduk to the boso. Umashlima lechebeya. So if you'll add together the oil and the boso, you'll have the size of a kebeya. Mitztarif. So that's pshat, ho'er mitztarfen letamei tumes oichlem. It's mitztarif to the boso, and it's mashlem the shir beye. So now Rashi wants to explain what is the reason for this halacha. It is not an oichel, the oir is not an oichel, so how could it be mashlem the shir of tumes oichlem? So Rashi says, mignei shuhu shema. The oil on the boso, the oil that's dovuk to the boso, is a shomer on the boso. The Gemara yalfinon, and the Gemara learns out, shashomrim mitzdarfin letumah kala, that a shomer, even though it doesn't have a shem oichel, it's mitzdarif letumah kala, that means that it will be mekabel tumah from a sheretz. Tumakala lafuki tumas nevela. Tumakala tumas oichla. So the first halacha is that oir is mitztaref letame tumas oichla. Then vehoroite zektrashi glairo. Glairo is a gelled liquid that is eaten together with the boso. She'eino oichel lekabel tume bifnei atzma. So this roitev bifnei atzma won't be mekabel tumes oichlem. It's not an oichel. Avol mitztarefes, but it's mitztaref lahashlem to be mashlem the shir kebeya lefi shederech laoichlo. Kshikrusha ala bosa. It is eaten together with the bosa. So memela, this is a second lomdis. So it has a shem oichel, since it is eaten together with an oichel. So it has a shem oichel. So we have a kebeya of oichlem to be mekabotum. Vehakipa. So Rashi says, Akipa Tavlin, Vehein Atzmon Lav Oichlen Chashivi, the Tavlin alone, one would never eat alone, Aval Itztarufe Mitztarfin, but you can eat, when you eat the Boso, you will eat together with the Boso, the Tavlin, so the Tavlin have a Shem Oichel, because it is eaten together with the boso. So memele, So it's mitzarev to be mashlam mashir kebeya. Vi ha olol. Bigmore meforish. So let us just say there's two mahalchim in the Gemara, just to go through the Mishnah. Let us learn one mahalach. There's one pshat, Rish Lakish says further, that Kufchav Aleph, Ha'olol is boso shepotosoi sakin, which means as follows. When they used to skin an animal, so if they would be careful, they'd make sure that that when they're skinning the animal, the basar of the animal will not go together with the skin. That means the basar is a machel. But sometimes when they're skinning the animal, so they take a chelik of the basar, and that goes together with the oil. It goes together with the skin. Now, this basar does not have a chshivis of an oichel. It's bottle to the oil. So this basar does not have a chshivis of an oichel. That is called v'ha'olol. But al koponim, it seems it is nechel together with the basar. That means even though mitzadatmoy, it doesn't have a chshivis of basar, but if you'll take some of this basar together with the rest of the basar, it'll be mashlim, the shir kebeye, because it's nechal im habasar. Veho atzomeis, batzomeis, sheyesh behem moyach. We're speaking about bones that have marrow inside of them. Vehu oichel. Now the moyach is an oichel. Vaha etzem shaymaloi. The etzem is a shaymal to the moyach. Lefichoch mitztaref imoi. So therefore, so atzomais are equivalent to oil. That was the first thing of the Mishnah. That a shaymal is mitztaref to an oichel. Lahashlim the shir kebeya. Vehagidim. Gidim also lechayre are nechel biyachad im abosa, so it has a teres oichel. Vaakarnayim vatlofay. So Rashi says vaakarnayim meforish bigmore kol shechaytchay biyotze mehem dam. That means in the karnayim there are different chalokim. There's a chelik samuch labosa, which is not too hard, and if you would cut this chelik, dam will come out. So this is nechel al koponim. So this is nechel biyachad im abosa. So this chelik of the keren will be mitztaref to the bosa to be mashlum the shir kebei. Kol shechoytchoy v'yoytze mehem dam. Avol ikron, eitzel ikron, milamatan. This is by the iker, the shayrish of the keren. Shein rakim. In this area, they're still soft. So this is nechol biyachadim abosa. Umiyu ba'ampei nafshayu, lav uchlanino. A person would not eat the chelek harach of the karnayim. By itself, it doesn't have a teres machel. But al koponim, it will be eaten together with bosa. So memele, so it's mashlim, the sheer bosa. Vahat lofayim, these are the hooves of a behemoth, mishum shema. This already is a din of a shema. It seems the hooves protect the chela karegel, that if the hooves would be cut off, they would be exposed. And perhaps they're not nishmar from the elements. So memele, so the tlofayim are a shema to the regel. So memele, we had a klal that a shema is mitzurev to a neichel to be mashum the shir kebei. That is, we're talking about letamei tumas oichlam, that's a tumekale. I was talking about that an oichel is mekabel tuma from a sheretz. You need a oichel sheyesh by kebeya. An oichel could be metame other things. An oichel can be metame mashke, can be metame other oichlim. So memele, on all these things you need a shir kebeya. And we have that the hoyel v'aroite v'akipe and all these things can become mitzuret either mishum shenechalimai or because it has a teire shema. So it's mitzuret to be mashlem the shir kebei. Avoloi tumas neveilis. Zekrashi avoloi tumas neveilis. Im mineveilahein, if you have a besar neveila. Now, a nevela is metame acherim b'kizai. That's the shir tumas nevela. Now, if I had one of these halakim of a nevela, the oir, the reitim, the kippe, and this is all the nevela was cooked, and I have the reitim and the kippe. So, im me nevela hain, ain metamim, they're not metamet tumas nevela, the ain mitstafen lekizayis lahashlim shir nevela letame. It cannot be mashlim the shir nevela. The sanya we learned abaraisa binivloso nege binivloso veloi. So binivloso means the besar of the nevela, veloi baatzomeis veloi begidim. We have a miyut over here. Dafke is negeya and the besar hanevela. Loi ba'atzomeis, v'loi begidim, v'loi boyer. Va'af al-gav, the shayma havi, even though atzomeis and oyer are shaymrim, ein shayma mitztarev l'tum ha'chamuri k'dim ha'forish b'gemora. This whole concept that a shaymer can be mashlim the shir, the kabel tuma letami achem is only said by a tuma kala, not by a tuma chamura. V'chein, samamil, there's no halacha that a shemer is mitzurif by tumas nevela. V'chein kipo v'roitev. Now we hear other things by a tuma kala that are mitzurif because it's nechal imoy. That was the lumdis. So Rashi says v'chein kipo v'roitev. Lav minevela ninu. It's not a nevela. It's nechalima. So if the criteria is tumas oichlin, so I need a kebeya of oichl. So memela, if this is nechalima, so I said, it also gets a shame oichl. So it's mekabo tumas oichl. But over here, by tumas nevela, oichl is not the criteria. The criteria is nivloso. You need a kezayis of nevela. The avol, so v'chein kipa v'roitav lav min nevela nino. That's not nevela. V'olo v'gidim lav bosarim. It doesn't have a shame bosar. Avol oichlem ba'alma havi ba'di bosar. It is eaten together with the bosar. But that will. So that is only by tumas oichlem, where the criteria is I need tumas oichlem. So it's mashlem the shir oichlem. So we just said that there are different halachas between tumas oichlen and tumas nevela. Certain things are mashlem the shir of tumas oichlen, but they're not mashlem the shir lagabi tumas nevela. Ki yaitze boy, now the Gemara is going to tell us we have another case where we can differentiate between tumas oichlin and tumas nevela. Hashoichet behema tmeye la'ivet kechovim umefarcheses. Now we're going to have a very difficult halacha, but let us just say the vial, the teichvelter. A person, a yid, shechted a behema tmeya. He shechted a sus. He shechted a sus. Lo'ayveit kechovim. Why did he shech the sus for a goy? He wanted that the goy should eat it. Mefar cheses. And this sus is still alive. It's mefarches. So, ve'etzem, there's a svore that a dobor chai does not have a shem oichel, and that is why it's not mekabel tum. That's svore number one. The svore number two, that a mefarches is a dobor chai. So therefore, it should not be mekabel tumis oichlem. But we have here, in such a case, that a yid shechted a behemot meye la'oivet kechovim for a goy, and it is mefarches, and mefarches is a sibbe that it should not be mekabel tume because it's alive. Mefarches arei kechai l'chol dvorim is metame tumas oichlem. It is metame tumas oichlem. That means that the shechita accomplished, that it gets a shame oichel. Betame tumas oichel. Avoloi tumas neveilois. Ache tomos. But that means, I'm saying as follows. Amefalches is a reu kechai l'chol dvor. So memele, if it's a chai, so memele, there won't be metametumis nevelis. It's that there won't be metametumis nevelis because it's a chai. But le'idach gise, the shchite may that it has a shem oichel, which is a chiddush we have to appreciate, that even though it has a shem chai, and a chai does not have a shame oichel, so it can't be mekabel tumas oichlem. The shchita makes that it gets a shame oichel. We're talking about a person shechted a sus for a goy, and this shchita makes that it has a shame oichel. Avavolei tumas neveleis ache tomus. If when it's going to die, then it's going to be metama tumas nevelis. That means the shchita zicha not metayer from tumas nevelis, because this is yeshechting a sus. There's no tara of shchita by a sus. So tumas nevelis, it will be tome when it dies. Oy ache yatis es roisha. Or it'll chop off its head. If he chops off the head of the sus, it's dead. That's not called pirchus. That means that when it's jumping around, this is not a simon of any chiyus whatsoever. So we have here another category that when you shecht a animal and it's mafachis, it's alive. And therefore we need a lumdus to say even though it is alive, the shechit accomplishes that it gets a teures oichel, the kabel tumas oichel, which is a chiddush. If you chop off the head of the animal, so then it's dead. That what it's jumping is not a simen of chiyus whatsoever, so then it's metamet tumas nevela. Now let us see Rashi. Yes, there's other things, shumetame tumes oichlin, liyois mekabel tume min asheretz. That'll be mekabel tume min asheretz. Umetame oichlin machere. It's mekabel tume min asheretz. It's metame oichlin machere. Veine metame me'elov tumes neveilois letame achere, but it'll not be metame tumes neveilois. So there's also another inyan where there's tumas oichlem and not tumas neveilos. Hashoichet behema tmeya la'oivet kechom. So Rashi says this is, the Mishnah is telling us a multitude of conditions. And we have to appreciate these conditions and then try to understand them. So Rashi, v'davke Yisrael. we have a yid who's a bar zvicha, v'davke shchite, and davke this yid shechted it, v'davke tmeya, and we're speaking about a sus, v'davke loivet kechovim, and he shechted it for a goy. Now Rashi is going to elaborate. With all these conditions, it's mekabel tumas eichel. Now Rashi explains. Yisrael sheshochat behemot meyo letzoyrech oivet kechov. He shechted it for the goy. He's shechting it for the goy. What's that for the goy? That the goy should eat it. He's shechting it, the goy should eat. Va'oida mefarcheses, and it's mefarches. Af al gav de loichozi loivet kechov. Now Rashi says, let us appreciate, we're saying, Moyodike Chidushim here. We're saying a Chidush, that it's Mekabel Tumas Eichlam. Now we have to understand, a goy is not allowed to eat it. It's Eivim Minachai. I'm shechting it for a goy, it's Mefaches, no one's allowed to eat it. A yid is not allowed to eat it, because it's a Beim Tmeyeh. There's no din hefesh chita by Beim Tmeyeh. A goy is not allowed to eat it, it's Eivim Minachai. Av al gav de loichozi loivet kechom. The goy also can eat it. The bemise talya milse livnei noyach. For a goy, shchita will not make it oischai by behemot meyah. By behemot tohira, there's a svore mi ikemidi di Yisrael sharye ulaakamosa. By behema toire, a behema toire, and it's mefarches. So even though the whole din shchita was only said by yid, not by a goy, and theoretically it should be also to goy al teva minachai, but there's a svar of mi kemidi. Since lagabi a yid, the shchita gave it a din oy teva minachai, and it has a din, it's not a chai anymore, so by a goy, it's also a yisayv minachai. That is dafke by a behemah tahira. By a behemah tmeya, there's no mikemidi. By a yid, it's also not muta. Not muta for a yid. So memela. So then, this behemah tmeya that is mefalches is also to the goy al yisayv minachai. Leishal yelo shchita at shetamos. Afilu hochi, hoyu, v'Yisroel shochat shchite mal yosei, since a yid shechted, so it's a good shchite. V'ash kechon legabe Yisroel, we find by a yid, the shchite sharye legabe b'toiro, that a shchite is matter by a toiro. Hilkach, therefore, now we have to be elach al kaponim, to try to see that Rashi is right from Poshet. But Rashi is making Cheshbonis. So Rashi says that, that even though it's an Eivim Minachai, the goy is not allowed to eat it, but since a yid shechted, a good shchite, v'ashker legabi Yisrael, the shchite shoye legabi b'toire, by a tohoire, a shchite would make it a noichel, it's matter. Hilkach, therefore, mashvi lei marshavtoi uchlo b'shchita af b'tmeya lo'ivet kechov. So therefore, we have to understand that therefore, this this Hilkach is right from Poshet. But Rashi says, but let us go further in Rashi. Therefore, mashvi lei marshavtoi uchlo. Let's be elich. Rashi says, the machshove of the yid makes it for an oichel bishchite, with the shchite. So now we're getting a step closer to understand something. The machshove makes it for an oichel with the shchite. Av betmeya, by a betmeya, loy betkechov. Fine. So now we know that the machshove, he shechted it for a goy to eat, The guy's not allowed to eat it. But the machshave of the yid will make it for an oichel together with the shechita. Now Rashi goes further. Let's be clear. Avoloivit kechovim b'shechita. What will be if we'll have the same scenario that a goy will shecht a behemet meyeh? Loi mashvi lei machshavtoi uchla. His machshave cannot make it for an oichel. So again, let us just see what Rashi is saying. The machshave makes it for an oichel, but the machshave of the goy will not be able to make it for an oichel. Because he doesn't have shchita. So al kaponim, the words of Rashi are that the machshave makes it for an oichel with shchita. And that is only by a yid that has the concept of shchita. A goy that doesn't have the concept of shchita, so his machshave can make it for an oichel. Now Rashi goes further. V'chein Yisrael b'nechire. What'll be if a yid will make nechira on a behemot mei? He won't make shchita. Lavuche mashvilei. So also won't become an oichel. Lei ashkechen nechira gabei. We don't find that nechira can make for an oichel. Vahochitanya. And there's a baraisa like this. Nocho ein votumi shel klum. It will not get a teiras oichel. Now Rashi makes another cheshbon. What if you have a behema tahira that a yid shechted for yid leyitzach lebisne? It's mutter for yid. The koshkin da vuchlo miyad bishchitose. That has a tahira seichel. Utmeya leYisrael. Now Rashi says another case. If a yid will shecht a behemet meyer for himself. He's going to eat it. Lei mashvelei uchlo, he also will make it an oichel. The botlo machshavtoi. That machshavet is botlo. So Rashi told us a multitude of tanoim. And I just like to say over Amigdash Tovid and the Chedushei Hagriz to perhaps understand a little bit what Rashi is saying over here. Let us start from the last halacha that Rashi says. Rashi says that if a yid shechted a sus for himself to eat, it won't help. The machshove, the Rashi we see is chesmin with the machshove of the sheikh. The machshove will not help because batla machshavte. It's a machshove betayla. So the Mikdash David says, let's understand this nekude. Why, what does it mean batla machshavte? So perhaps one could say, he's thinking it should be eaten. You're not allowed to eat it. The Mikdash David is Simen Membeis Ois Dalet. So perhaps one could say that it's not called a machshove lashvuye oichel because you're not allowed to eat it. A yid is not allowed to eat a sus. So the Mikdash David says that is not true because a goy is also not allowed to eat a sus that's mefarches. It's an Eved Minachai. So this botlo machshavta is not because he wants to make an oichel on something that is not permitted to be eaten. That's not pshat. Because if that would be a factor, so if I shecht a sus for a goy, it's also not permitted to be eaten when it's mefarches, because it's Eved Minachai. So that's not the bot. Elo the behema tmeya eina aimedes li Yisrael lachila klal leimahani machshove ubotlodai. So he says, this is pshat in the last sentence of Rashi. A behema tmeya is not a machel for a yid. I want to make this a machel. you can make it a machel, something that is not oimed to be a machel for ye. A sus is a machel for a goy. Now he's not allowed to eat it, save him in a chai, but it is a machel. So here, machshava can help. That's the chilik between a yid and a goy. That's both the machshava. Now we have to understand how does this work over here. Rashi seems to say the machshava makes it for an oichel with the shchita. So there's a combination. So the Migdash David explains the Rashi svirelei the shchita betmeye mahani la'alumi machshavtoi la'shvuye oichel. That means, let us appreciate what we have here. We have here a double chai. Because Hamafachesis is a chai. A chai is not an oichel. A chai is not an oichel. So, a machshove alone to make this for an oichel will not help since it's a chai. But the shchita is mahani la lumi machshavtai la shvuyei oichla. The aval gavde be machshove luchud loy mahani be mefacheses im nocho. Fakert, he says a marshal. What if he made nechira on the sus? If he made a nechira on the sus and it's mefaches, it doesn't have a shame oichla. Mikol mokin she'osa bo shchita mal yosa mashvilei machshavtoi uchlo. That means the machshove makes it for an oichel. I want to give it to a goy that he should eat. He's not allowed to eat, but that's irrelevant when we're speaking about tumas oichlem. The isel to eat is irrelevant. I want to give it him to eat. So, It's a chai. It's a mafacheses. A mafacheses cannot be mekabel to masoichle. But if I make a maise shchite makes a mefalches an oichle. Now I would just like to say over a lotion from the Briske Rav and Chidushi Agris and Zvochim Daf Tezayin. Zot de briske rov azoy, va af de shchita soy lav klum hi la atiro. De shchita when you shecht asus, it's not muta bediyevet, it's asus. You shecht asus, it's not matter anything. Avo mahani le inyin kabolas tumes oichlem. But the shchita will help that'll be mekabel tumas oichlem, mishuv de b'shchita osa bo maisa oichel. Shchita is a pule that makes, that transforms a balchai into an oichel. After lechol mili amrini mefacheses kechaye lechol dvoreo. So the Briske Rav says, let us understand what we're saying over here. This behemot meya legabi all other halachas is a din of a chai. Is a din of a chai. It's not dead. That's why it's not metabat to misnevel because it's alive. It's alive. But a maisa shchite, which is also bo maisa oichel, a shchite makes from a chai an oichel. So this maisa shchite is malim his machshove. And it gets a shame oichel. But therefore we need all these tnoyim. We need a shchita of Abba Yisrael. We need a shchita for a goy, for a yid. You can't make a sus an oichel for a yid. A sus is not a machel for a yid, it's a botla machshavtei. But if it was a shchita, and it's mechashiv, that this should, I want that this should be an oichel for a goy, so it's mekabel to mes oichlem. And that's the chiddush of our Mishnah. Avoloi tumis neveilis atche tomus. But tumis neveilis, it will first Vimetame, when it dies, do vechiyomos mina behema ksid. By nevela, the behema has to die. And a mefalchis is not dead. A mefalchis is alive. Or, so either you wait till it dies, or at sheyatis es roishe, da avale gistere, unevela hi. Dechshuva meisav afili mefalchesas. This pilchus of a gistero is not any show of life. It's a dead animal that's jumping around. Zot the Mishnah Vayta, Ribo letamei tumas oichlen, mimashe ribo letamei tumas nevela. So the Mishnah continues, that means there are more tziurim that can bring about tumas oichlem. We had a shomer brings tumas oichlem, nechol imabosa brings tumas oichlem, and by nevela we don't have all these things. So riba letame tumas oichlem, mashriba letame tumas nevela. Rashi riba akosov letame tumas oichlem, mashriba. The ikar kolhanin gavi oichlam uchlanino nevela lemikraya apogav deshai chibom. It's also necholima. It's also shema. Rabbi Yehuda oimer. Now Rabbi Yehuda says ha'olol hamechunes yesh by kezayis b'mokim echad chayev olam. So now the same pshat Rabbi Yehuda. We had mentioned olo means boso shepotoso isaket, which means that when a person was skinning the animal, he cut a chelik of the boso together with the skin with the oil, and it's attached to the oil. Now, this boso is bottled to the oil. It loses the shame oichel. Not oime to be eaten. Now, boso ha'olo hamechunes. Now, Rabbi Yehuda is speaking about a person went after he skinned the animal, he looks at the animal, and he sees, oh, did he do a bachlona shajab? This bosa, that's a shot, mamish, this bosa. So he goes, and he takes his machanes, all the pieces of bosa, and he brings it together, his machshevet. So, Rabbi Yehuda says it has a chshivis of besar nevela. That means, here we're talking about a nevela. So you said an olo is kabel to masoichlam, it's nechalim abosa, but I'm a kabel to mas nevela, because it's not a nevela, it's bottled to the oil. So Rabbi Yehuda said that is true. But if a person will be mechanis, the Chaticha is bosa hamuchuborim lo'er, no make a kezayis out of them, so he was machshavit, so it has a teiris bizar nevela, and then we metametum is nevela. The chayiv olov means that if a yid will touch this and go to the base of Mikdash, he's chayiv kodesh. Let us see what Rashi says. Hamuchunes hanesaf b'moke mecho. Since he was makshiv, all these small chatiches, loy bottle, so it's not bottled to the oil, like this kozman, he wasn't makshiv it, so it loses the shame oichel, it's bottled, it loses the shame bosa, it's bottled to the oil. Tevachshivay loy bottle, v'choshiv b'sar nevela. So it's choshev b'sar nevela, v'chayev olov, what's that, v'chayev olov, im noga, if he touched it, v'nichnas l'migdash, v'yochol kodesh, so he's chayev kodesh. That is the Mishnah, now let us see Tosfos. Ho'oir v'haroitev. Now, in Yesod, this is a Mishnah in Taris, and Kan Shoyel HaBen, how does it come into Chulun? So Tosfos says a whole ishtalsirlus advorim. Mishum desnan perik behima makashe, ashilya, we learned the placenta Ve'eino metame tumis oichlim v'loi tumis nevelis. Already we started mentioning this tumis oichlim, this tumis nevelis, the shilyet is not an oichl, it's not a nevela. Tana v'oil v'oichus. Al kaponim, we got into the concept this tumis oichlim and tumis nevelis. So now we have this Mishnah which defines sometimes this tumis oichlam, there's not tumis nevelis. Fine. That's how oil baroitzav comes into chul. Umay da'afsike. So good. So right after behema makashe should have oil baroitzav. Mishum the tana perik behema makashe, because you learn something else in behema makashe. Motza bo ben teschai. We hear that what is the din if he shechted a behema. And there was a ben tes chai. So, Tanakama holds that there's no din, a ben tes chai is not niter b'shchita simoi. So, ton shchita, in each shchita for itself. V'chai v'oisei v'ez benoi. And there'll be a din of oisei v'ez benoi. That means if you shechted the aim, and then you shechted the vlad the same day, so the aim, the vlad was not nitar b'shchita simoy, now you shecht the vlad, so you chayiv the same day, also you say b'ez b'nai. So, Mamela, we got already into the halachas of oisez b'nai. Tonacha kach oisez b'nai. So, that's how we got into oisez b'nai. Va'aydi da'ayri bei b'shchite she'ein aruya. Now, noisiv es b'noi, we started speaking about what if you shechted a shchite she'ein aruya, is that called a shchite l'gabi oisiv es b'noi? Tane basrei kise yadam, because kise yadam, the mitzvah's kise also, there's a shaila if there's a chi of kise by a shchite she'ein aruya. So we started speaking about a shchite she'ein aruya, so we spoke about kise yadam also. Va'aydi de tane be kise yadam v'noyeg b'chayo boi, that this is a mitzvah that's noyeg b'chayo boi, tane gida noshe de noyeg b'chayo v'loy boi. So then we spoke about things which are noyeg b'chayo boi, so we said gida noshe, is noyeg b'chaye b'loy boiv. Ba'aydi d'ay ribay b'yeresh nizbashel bo gidanoshe. Now we started learning hilchas gidanoshe, so we learned about a yeresh nizbashel bo gidanoshe, the shells of the gidas of the yeresh, b'bliyis is tone kol abosar. So then we learned the whole sugya of b'bliyis isa. And afterwards we got back to Oil Baroitev, which we had started off mentioning this to Tumas Oichlam, this to Tumas Nevelis. So now after we took care of all the other Dvorim at Stodium which were mentioned, we go back to Oil Baroitev. Ha'olol Ike de mefarish pigmore martika. That olo means martika. This is another pshat. Uperish pekuntres git hatzavo. This is a git that, it's a thick git, and this holds together the atzomis of the tzavo. And according to this pshat is it's not nechel bifnei atzmoi, but it has a teiris, it's mashlem, the shir tumas oichlem, because it's nechel biyachadim abos. Vitone gidim v'loi martike. So now this is a problem. If you learn olol as a gid, so it says here olol v'agidim. So why does it have to mention both of them? Vito negidim v'le marteka ava mine de marteka shiko shalei mitztaret. I would think marteka is much harder than stam gidim. So therefore I would think marteka is not called nechol im abosa. V'hava b'chlar shal gidim. That's it is to say Maltika Vitona Olol Havamina Shagidim Metama Filotumis Navelus Petzirup, because this Mamish is a Teres Boso. It's Kamash Malon that no, that it's Nechalim Aboso, and therefore it's only Metama Tumis Oichlem and not Tumis Navelus. Hakarnayim Bigbarim Aforish Mokim Shechoitroi Vyoitzei Dam. That chelik of the keren is rach, that's nechalim abos. Vahat lofayim, v'loi garsinin b'tziponayim, the nails, v'loi shaychi el ba'oif, tziponayim are only by oif, u'masnis alei airi b'mili doif, midloik toni v'hachautam, it doesn't speak about the beak, k'dik toni b'mishne d'maisi b'gmorim. So Memela, so we're not speaking about Oifis, that's why we don't speak about Chaltim, that's why we don't speak about Tziponayim, we only speak about Lofayim. Ve'efshel de goras ve Tziponayim. They says, maybe we could be goras Tziponayim in our Mishnah. And we're speaking about Oifis also. Aye, why don't we speak about Chaltim? The Chaltim le Pirish Hoche. Pirish be Mishnachiti. Chaltim is mentioned in another Mishnah, the Taras. Valtziponayim afores. Chaltim lepirishoche pirish Mishnachit. Valtziponayim afores pigmore. That tziponayim, which are nechalim abosor, means mokim, or maybe the tumis alchoima, mokim hamuvla babosor. The chel that's muvla babosor, that is mashlem tumasoich. But lofayim like mufarish midi, best the flame of mash any move the babosa, soich labosa, tveme tziponayim, and that is a shame shayma, a filu, it is not move la babosa. Now let us see the Gemara. Zof the Gemara, tanine lohot, now we hear in the Mishnah that a oir is mitzparev letumas oichlem, the oil works al shayma, atzomis work al shayma. It's mitzdarif letumas oichlen, b'lei letumas nevelis. Tanine lohodeton rabbonu. So this is araya, our Mishnah's araya to a baraisa. With the baraisa it says, shaymrim letumekale. The concept of shaymrim, which as shaymer is mashlem the shir kebeye, that was said by tumekale. But there's no din of shaymrim letura chamure to be mashlem the shikas eyes of an avail. Shaymrim letume kala minolon. How do we know this is in shaymrim letume kala? Titone devei Rabbi Yishmael al kol zera zerua asher yizoreya. Now, the Pasuk is speaking about that a sheret touch zroim, and it's speaking about zroim asher yizoreya. It's not speaking about zroim which are oimdim lachile. It's speaking about zroim which are oimed to be planted. Al kol zera zeru asher yizoreya. Kiderech shibnei odom meitzin lizri. So here it's speaking about that a sheretz touched a zera, the way it is when you plant it. Kiderech shibnei odom meitzin lizri. So it means the sheretz is metame, the zera, the way the zera is planted. What does that mean? Chito bekliposo. Usa'oira bikliposo, va'adashim bikliposo. So, Sher Yizoreya tells us that there's a din of Kabbalah stume and the zera, even though it is in the form that it is oimed to be planted. That means, in other words, it still has a shema around it. This zera is mekabel tume. Now, that's what we see from this posik, that the shoyma is mashlem the shiel of kabbalah tume. That we'll have to see Taisvis, but that we'll have to also see the Gemara further to appreciate what Taisvis is saying. Zot Rashi, Tanine b'masnisim, the oir atzmai ein mitzvarev likizayis in the veila. Av al gab, the shaymremeim, even though oir is a shaymer, but it's not mitzvarev or tumachamur. Lahod et tona rabona. Shaymrem, yeish letumekala. There's a din shaymrem letumekala. She shaymrei ha'oichol, mitztafen lechebeya letumes oichlem. The shayma of an oichol is mitztaf lebeya letumes oichlem. Avoloi lekizayis din nevele, she tumachamura letamis odom vekelem. So it says in our Mishneh, that is no din shaymrei batumes nevele, so this is a riot in the Beraisa. It says, al kol zera zerua, legabi tumas oichlungsi. Va'af al gav da bohu kro toiruksi vei. This posik says that if a sheretz fell on a zera zerua asher yizoreya, it's not legabo tumen. And our Gemara brings a raya that is a din shoimrim by zroim and they are legabo tumen. So Rashi says, that's a different reason. It's not mekabel tumah because it wasn't hukshel mekabel tumah. The samech lay because the next pasuk is v'chiyutan mayim al zera de hukshel tomeyut, and it is tomey. Klipa hu shayma loichel. The klipa is a shayma loichel. V'hi klipa achitzayna. Now this is the outside klipa, which is when it's still growing, it has this klipa around it. Avol haneisheres kshekoyshishin b'machteshes. He says that klipa that falls off when you grind it, oichol gomel. That is not a shema. That is an oichel gomo. Midisnan lekamon. Amalei shebishibolim, lehavi shema. Michlal. The klipe achitzoina havi shema, vachain adash. Now let us just say for 1 minute what it says later. Amalei shebishibolim. Amalai Shebishibolim is, there is, on the klipa that surrounds the chita, this klipa has a beard. That means there's a hairy substance that surrounds the klipa achitzayin. So the Gemara says later, Amalai Shebishibolim, the hairy substance, Lehavi shema. That is not a shema. Because that doesn't protect the chite. Michlal, so let's see the shita mekabetzes, the klipa hachitzayna, but the outer klipa. Havi shema. That is a shema. Bechein adashim. The lentils. Oiso klipa. Shohadosho chavuyo letoicho. The klipa that the adasha is covered by this klipa, she'ein makpid l'moleo b'shas zriye, and you're not makpid, you don't take it off b'shas zriye, so that klipa is asher yizoreya, we learn out that klipa has Hashem shema, nitz mashlem d'shir kabolas tumet. That's why it says Asher Yizoreya. So this is Let us just see Taisvis. Shema letumekala minola. How do we know Hashayma Letumekale? The Tana of the Bei Rabbi Yishmael, we learn the Tana of the Bei Rabbi Yishmael, Lohoitzi Ulahachnis Loyitzach. So Taisva says, where do you see in this Pasuk, where do you see in this Pasuk that it's Mitztarif? Maybe the Pasuk is telling us that it is a Yad, the Shayma is a Din Yad, and it's maybe Esatum, and it's Moitzi Esatum. So Taisva says, Lohoitzi Lahachnis Loyitzach. The mitame, the miyad nofik, and the masik, the Muslims say later that a shayma is legora miyad. So a shayma is zicha moitzi yomachnis etum. Chitzrich letzirut. Chito bikli poso. So the Gemara says that as a chozer azu ashay yuzoreya, that means yuzoreya achita bikli poso. Chita bikli poso. Hoda oma, so it's that the derech zriya was, they planted a chita with the klipa. B'hoh da oma b'soib ksubis, chita shenikpera aruma, k'mo makes a kabuchim, amad o chita shenikpera aruma, when it grows with a lot of levushim. It's odom that's nikpa per levush, zicher, when it nach tchias amesim, zicher come out with a lot of levushim, or come out levush. So it seems al kaponim that achita is nikbara aruma. Horikama avksha nikbara aruma yaitse bekame labushim. Taisva seems to hold that, Taisva seems to hold that not all, most of the chitas are not nizra when they have a klipa over there.